Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live at Texans camp, and it is a special day because there is some battling going on in front of us. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop, Sports Radio 610. The Detroit Lions are in town. There's a lot that we've seen so far on the practice field. We're going to get into that. We're going to be joined by a player right off the practice field. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien at 11:30. But OG John Lopez,
yes, sir.
I got to tell you, man, I don't want to call anyone soft, especially from the D.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eminem. Shout out to B-Rabbit. Shout out to 8 Mile. But it is a breezy day here in Texas, and I'm seeing all these Detroit media types taking cover and going for the nearest fan and everything.
S-A-W-F-T.
Exclamation mark.
Soft. This is winter, man. You know, I'd be fishing all day in this stuff.
I mean, they're bundled up and they're sitting there. I almost feel like I'm watching the last scene from Titanic. They're sitting there. What are you media types doing? You know, B.O.B. got his press conference and they're in there like they're waiting for a lifeboat or something like that. Yeah. It is definitely cold in the D, Figgy.
It is. It is.
You ready for this?
So I'm ready.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, because they can't sing.
Yeah, that's enough.
They don't know how to sing.
That's enough of that. That's enough of that. They don't know how to sing either, but I will tell you this. If we are going to be fair, and this is the most fair show at Sports Radio 610, not that everyone else isn't fair. We just hold ourselves to a big standard.
You're darn right we do.
They've gotten the best of the Texans in this inter-squad practice. If I'm just being honest,
no, come on
the
now.
Media types are soft from Detroit, but as far as what's going on the field, just what we've seen right now, football teams put it to the Texans.
I thought the Texans were going to destroy the Lions and all the 11-11, all the heavy drills, et cetera, because as soon as the Lions players walked onto the field this morning, keep in mind, this is like 8:45, you know, a little before 9 a.m., they went straight to the little cool zone building that people have been talking about, the CRV or whatever it's called, and I'm like, oh, boy, these Detroit guys are going to have a long day. But you're right. I mean, the Lions have had they've had the better of the Texans in a lot of these drills. Not all. Let's be fair. We talk about being fair. Texans have had some good moments. They just had a good moment with the second 7-on-7 drill. But when they went 11-on-11, and by the way, we are literally right next to the field and watching all these things transpire.
We're sitting in $500 tickets right now.
You're darn right we are.
If we were at a game where we're sitting right, these are $500. This is half the G tickets we're sitting in right now.
So we will tell you exactly what we see. And let me just say this first of all, before we get back into what they're doing on the field. I freaking love this so much. I'm going to sway you. I know I'm going to sway you because we were talking to Wade earlier. I like this so much better than preseason games. It's not even funny. And we'll be your eyes and ears. We'll tell you what's going on because Matt Stafford is out there, man. We ain't going to see Matt Stafford Saturday. Or very little, you know, because they're manipulating matchups. You're getting to see Matt Khalil against big-time pressure. We'll get to that. You're getting to see, you know, all the defensive. J.J. Watt is out there bringing pressure on their starting left tackle. So it's really, really good stuff. I love this so much. Now, I want to get your thoughts, but
are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Are you sure?
Well, they did a little special teams. They did a little offense, a little defense. Their kick return gave up a touchdown, though. Their kickoff return was fine. They've given up some big plays defensively, but not nearly as many as they have offensively. There was one sequence, Landry. I was standing right next to you. The Texans went four straight plays in pass offense and couldn't get a play going. They had two would-be sacks, a batted ball, and a penalty. That's not ideal. You go passing game and you can't get four straight plays off. That is not ideal, to say the least.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Texans training camp. The quest begins. Will Fuller just scored a touchdown in front of me. And it's very telling as to what we're watching. Because right now the Texans are lighting up the Detroit Lions. You know why? Because the offensive line is not on the field. The offensive line is doing drills.
They're
with
doing
the defensive
7-on-7
line. But when it was 11-on-11, the Texans were not able to move the ball because of the offensive line, in large part because of the guy that I said this was a big next few days for, Matt Khalil. In the couple series that I watched Matt Khalil, let me just give you a couple plays that stood out. Now, he held his ground a couple times, so I'll be fair to him. But the three plays that stood out with Matt Khalil in team 11-on-11 drills was, there was the first play where I asked you if he was a Michael Jackson fan because it looked like he was doing the moonwalk as soon as the quarterback said hut. There was another play where he got the and one version of the offensive line, where he got a holding penalty and a sack. And then there was a false start that led to Bill O'Brien cussing and calling a timeout.
T-Pot,
not
was,
a good day for
T-Pot
Matt Khalil.
Was percolating a little bit. T-Pot started to percolate a little bit. When you get four plays off like that, that can't get off, you know, you're going to have some issues. Hey, but they're still going. Texans, you know, I'm not going to throw a big old giant bucket of cold water on things. Texans have had some real nice plays. Will Fuller has flashed well for the Texans, not just in that, but in the 11-on-11, made a couple of big plays. And how about Stephen Mitchell? Stephen Mitchell was making some plays out there with the ones, and so that was important too.
And I got to tell you, man, if my concern for Matt Khalil, if it was at a 10 before, it's at a 13 right now. I am
on
really,
a scale of 10, really, it's a 13.
Really worried about Matt Khalil as a left tackle for this team. It's a rough look, and I don't know what you do about it. I don't know if you get someone else going, but. It's a really rough look at left tackle, and I don't know where the improvement comes from. Maybe you hit up Trent Williams, the Washington for Trent Williams. I don't know, but I'm terrified of the possibility of Matt Khalil being the starting left tackle. As we're on the air, Texans miss in the red zone. Jordan Thomas, Deshaun Watson threw it slightly over his head, but it looks like it's going to be about a fourth down. Watson on the sidelines, by the way, so we got the twos going. Joe Webb out there doing what he do, taking advantage of his second team reps.
He's getting a lot of reps
on the sidelines.
He's getting a lot of reps.
You got Joe Webb out here with the twos and the threes and the guys trying to make this squad. So that's something to keep an eye on. But I'm just telling you, man, of these joint practices are unbelievable. As Jordan Thomas redeems himself with a touchdown, so Jordan Thomas back on the practice field, making plays for your Houston Texans. Linebackers are to the left of us. Linebackers getting some work in against Detroit's running backs, and then you have the 7-on-7 stuff going, and then the offensive line on the far field getting their work in. Kiami Fairbairn just chilling.
They're just chilling, talking to each other.
Hanging out. And I got to say this, too. This Matt Patricia guy.
I love it.
This effing guy here.
I love it.
He is rolling around in an ATV, a four-wheeler with the Lions logo on it. I guess he had some foot surgery. And this Jamoke is just wheeling his way around like he owns the place. Who do you think you are, Matt Patricia?
It's an ATV. It's a with a Lions logo on it. I was talking to one of the Texans personnel. They actually put it on the equipment truck and drove it down from the Detroit area. I love it because he's elevated. You know, he's got that big giant cast all the way up to his knee. So he's elevated, and he's scooting around behind the huddles and making calls and yelling at folks. I think it's pretty cool. And what else are you going to do? He can't be limping around out there.
You look like he's the only coach who's been hurt, John. I don't know. Get you one of those Segways or something like that. Suck it up, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got a boot on. You got a walking boot. It's called a walking boot.
Well, what
boot
if he gets
reason.
Run into? It's easier to get away
them,
in an ATV.
This guy made them bring an ATV here, man. This guy should be happy to even still have a job.
It's easier. Well, that
done.
Much is true. But
what
it's easier to
thinking?
Get around on an ATV, man.
And what happened to his media session? I was supposed
oh,
to
he was there
media
earlier.
Session.
He had it.
So he got there even earlier than he was supposed to?
Yeah, he had it about 8:15.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't really see it. It must have been a short media session.
Yeah, no.
I walked in at about 8:18.
No, yeah, but no, he had it earlier.
Did they already? Did everybody have posture at his media session? You remember this?
Oh, with the posture.
This was last year. Matt Patricia's media session. He got mad at a media type because apparently he didn't have the appropriate body language to be asking the man that drives around on an ATV a question.
How do you think this makes your franchise better?
Well, you know. Do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions and you just kind of like, you know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay? So ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
I was going to go there slouching.
Of all the things,
I was going to go there slouching.
You should have
like
slouched.
Earn.
You should have slouched.
No, I was.
Of all the things to you know, take a stand on, you know, hills to die on, so to speak, in the middle of his press conference, he goes to posture. No, he doesn't make a bad point. Look, here he comes right now on his ATV. He's coming right by us.
I got nothing to say to him, honestly. I really don't.
But the sub story is you really do. Boy, he's going pretty good on that thing.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
The sub story
is. He doesn't care who's in his way.
If he gets mad at someone, he'll just run him over.
Yeah, I've seen it. It
looks like he's going straight from here to the deer blind.
If you're coming out here, you got to have your head on a swivel because Matt Patricia will run over you on that ATV, walking around like he owns the place. About to get some special teams in, by the way.
But that being said, as much as it was kind of petty to do that in the middle of that press conference, maybe do it afterwards. You should have good posture in a professional setting like that, shouldn't you?
I mean, maybe the guy had maybe his back hurt, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe you should have a good football team. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they were just beat down by having to watch the squad. I don't know.
That's true. They had a bad week.
I don't know what they should or shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. So you're asking the wrong guy here. I have absolutely no idea. But
just keep your – you've got good posture right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm worried about back problems. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at Texans training camp.
Speaking of back problems.
Yeah, speaking of back problems, man, there's some eye candy walking around in this mug, and I don't even know what to say. I don't know if the OG is going to be able to focus and – quite frankly, I'm blaming the OG because I'm speaking for myself, but that's neither here nor there. John McClain joined us yesterday amidst the Jadeveon Clowney rumors, and I don't know what happened between 11:30 and 2:15.
Right.
A lot can happen.
So what did he tell
us? Beat reporter. What he told us was that he didn't know anything about these trade rumors.
I have no idea.
Minimized it a little bit. Kind of.
No, that was his quote. He said, I have no idea.
I have no idea, but then he in a way, kind of confirmed that the talks were happening.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a different thing. But then a few hours later, he tweeted out that he would be surprised if Clowney, quote, wasn't moved.
Yeah.
This is John McClain earlier this morning with Payne and Pendergast talking about all these Clowney rumors, all these Clowney rumblings going around.
I mean, they didn't pay him what he wanted, but a lot of players don't get what they want. And Clowney's such a easygoing guy. I can't imagine anything's happened that all of a sudden he's telling him, I'll never sign here. I don't think he'll ever sign here. I think at best he'd be franchised 2 years in a row, but I think he's going to be traded.
Okay.
What?
So something happened between.
I think he's going to be traded.
He's not pulling that out of his butt.
No. Well, he went from us. He's had discussions with people who know a lot more than we do, and all of a sudden it becomes he's going to be traded. I said it yesterday. You guys, you know, I really felt like that was the story. The fact that they were talking means that the Texans are ready to deal Jadeveon Clowney. They wouldn't have those talks, obviously, about Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins. They wouldn't even have those talks about some of their, you know, they're legit, like a merciless right now, you know, at this point in the season, you know, even though he's in a contract here. As much, you know what I'm saying? And just the fact that they opened discussions and had discussions with the Miami Dolphins about trading Jadeveon Clowney tells you that they're ready to move him. And now John McClain is saying that they, in fact, are ready to move him, and he thinks they're going to trade him.
I just don't know what you're going to get at this point. It's going to be interesting, but, you know, when McClain says that, again, he's not just going to pull something out. So, yeah, stay tuned. Again, we got about 26 days until the season begins, and John McClain thinks J.D. Clowney will be on a different squad.
I want to get into this a little more, you know, as we progress here today, because there's all sorts of different things that you can think about now. Number one, it's a buyer's market all of a sudden, because every team knows that the Texans are talking trade. They know that at this point, it's public that they're trying to trade him. Are they going to get him for just like a second and a fifth? A second and a fifth round?
I don't know.
I mean that would be crazy.
That would concern me. I would think that would be not great value we're talking about evaluating the flat organization. But that's what John McClain says, and again, he's not pulling that out of nowhere. We're going to get more into this in just a sec. Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Texans training camp. And by the way, we're going to give you chances to join us in the suite on Saturday, so be listening throughout. I'll give you the specifics in the next segment. It's going to be the Texans home opener of 2019, 6-10 takeover in a suite, drinks, food, all of us, Lisa Ann as well. So it's going to be a good time. Keep it locked. We'll give you the latest on this. We're going to get more into this Clowney situation. If Clowney's traded, could a new left tackle be replacing Matt Khalil? And speaking of Matt Khalil, early practice reactions, including something that stuck out about Matt Khalil. We'll tell you what it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.